This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. After last-minute chaos that could foreshadow a court challenge, Kenya's Electoral Commission chairman has declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner of the close presidential election over five-time contender Raila Odinga. It's a triumph for the man who analysts say shook up politics by appealing to struggling Kenyans on economic terms and not on ethnic ones. The chaos emerged just before the declaration when four of seven electoral commissioners told journalists they could not support the quote-unquote opaque nature of the final phase of the vote verification. The streets across Kenya have exploded, some in jubilation, others in anger. Odinga's campaign has 7 days to file a challenge in court, extending the uncertainty in Kenya, a country of 56 million people that is seen as crucial to regional stability. The Supreme Court will have 14 days to rule. Author Salman Rushdie is on the road to recovery, according to his agent. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports this news comes as Iran denies involvement in the attack on him, but still justifies it.
Hadi Mutah, a New Jersey man whose parents emigrated from Lebanon, pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. The DA alluded to a decades-old fatwa demanding Rushdie's killing over his book, The Satanic Verses, as a potential motive. Henry Reese, the co-founder of Pittsburgh City of Asylum, who was on stage with Rushdie Friday when he was attacked, says they were about to discuss writer's safety.
It's an attack against his body, his life, and against every value that he stood for.
His usual feisty and defiant sense of humor remains intact. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. The last French armed forces in Mali have relocated to Niger after falling out with Mali's military government and its alleged use of Russian mercenaries. VOA's Annie Reisenberg reports from Bamako, Mali.
French forces have officially left Malian territory, according to a French Armed Forces Ministry press release. The French army initially intervened in Mali in 2013 in Operation Serval, after northern Mali was taken over by Islamist militant groups in 2012. Though then French President François Hollande received a warm welcome in newly liberated Timbuktu on arrival in 2013, the Malian public has turned sour toward French forces in recent years, with several protests held in cities across Mali calling for the forces' departure. French President Emmanuel Macron announced in February that French forces would withdraw over a period of 4 to 6 months amid increasing tensions between France and Mali's military government and France's accusations that Mali is working with mercenaries from the Wagner Group, a Russian paramilitary company with links to the Kremlin. Human Rights Watch and several international media outlets have reported on alleged extrajudicial killings and abuses committed by Russian mercenaries in Mali. Mali's military government has continually denied the accusations and said it only works with official Russian instructors. Meanwhile, 2022 has been one of the deadliest so far in Mali's decade-long conflict, with both civilians and soldiers targeted by Islamists. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says prison officials ordered him to serve at least 3 days in solitary confinement, citing a minor infraction. In retaliation for his activism behind bars, a post about it appeared in Navalny's social media accounts on Monday. Navalny was arrested in January 2021 upon returning from Germany, where he'd been recovering from nerve agent poisoning he blamed on the Kremlin. A court in military-ruled Myanmar has convicted the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi on more corruption charges, adding 6 years to her earlier 11-year prison sentence. Analysts say the numerous charges are an attempt to legitimize the military's seizure of power while eliminating her from politics. Recapping our top story, after last-minute chaos that could foreshadow a court challenge, Kenya's Electoral Commission chairman has declared Deputy President William Ruto the winner of the close presidential election over five-time contender Raila Odinga. It's a triumph for the man who analysts say shook up politics by appealing to struggling Kenyans on economic terms and not on ethnic ones. Streets across Kenya have exploded, some in jubilation, others in anger. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.